All right. Oh, and we're
Yes, that's right. We're improving. We're improving the opening. All right. So then we're just going to dive straight in, right?
Okay.
So this is where I say, hey, this is Sherry Gregory.
And I'm Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules, the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well.
Hey, Sherry, it's almost Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving is, as of this recording, 2 days away. Have you done all your grocery shopping?
Okay, can I just admit that I'm spoiled rotten?
Please do.
My mother-in-law kind of spoils me. So I'm taking a few sides and a cheesecake from Costco, and I'm driving tomorrow. So
I love it.
I confessed to our friend Michelle Couchette last night on Instagram that in 51 years, I have never cooked a turkey.
Oh, my word.
Right? It's shameful. It's just really shameful. But anyway.
Hey, whatever works. Well, today we're going to be talking about how to be prepared enough for the holidays.
We heard from one listener who said, I love serving others, especially in my home, but I'm always judging myself on not having things organized and cleaned perfectly. I wear myself out trying to clean and make things nice for other people, but also berate myself over not having everything together. Wow. I can really resonate with that. And I think it's such a problem for us during the holidays, particularly.
I was thinking about some of the Christmas carols that are coming up. I know some people are already playing them and some of them will start them on Thanksgiving. But, you know, the song says, let every heart prepare him room. And, you know, we're a solid month out from Christmas. And so let's talk about some of the things that have occupied the space in our hearts that should be reserved for Jesus, especially this time of year.
Well, there are a couple things that I could just continue to wrestle with. I never used to be a worrier, but I've kind of developed that bad habit in old age. And recently, there have just been some tough things going on in our lives that I've been worrying and fretting over a little bit. So I need to clear my mind and my heart of those things, trusting those things to Jesus so there's room for Jesus. Isn't that a strange kind of phenomenon? And then the other one is that I have to confess that social media has taken over in my heart and my hands because I'm a Pinterest girl and I have been continuously scrolling for ideas about how to decorate. Do you have anything that's been occupying your heart and mind?
Well, you know, speaking of social media, two nights ago and then again this morning, I couldn't even get on Facebook. Like, I don't know if it's my internet or if Facebook is, if there's too many people on Facebook and it's about to have an epic fail. And I found myself getting more and more frustrated. And then I realized maybe this is a sign, you know, like maybe I just need to stay off. So anyways, you know, just in case that might be a good idea for any other listener, I'm like, maybe I should just take it off my phone for the next month. That might be a good thing. Yeah, for me, the things that occupy the space in my heart that really should be reserved for Jesus, that especially this time of year, you know, I go back to worrying, but it's a different kind of worrying. I worry about how to get people to do what they're supposed to do, which of course translates into what I want them to do. I like to think it's out of the goodness of my heart because I have their best interests in mind, but it's really, I want them to do what I think they should do because then I would feel better. The end. And I would live happily ever after regardless of what happens to them.
Well, we might have a situation like that in our family. I wish I could show you and our listeners my text stream this morning because we are having family pictures taken over Thanksgiving.
Oh,
can anybody say, what a terrible idea?
What a terrible idea.
I sent out the color palette to my family and I said that we should have pops of red. So Barry sent a picture of a sequin hat. The red sequin hat that he's proposing to wear. And I'm just thinking, people will not behave.
Philistines. You are surrounded by Philistines. I feel your pain, Amy Carroll. I feel your pain. Okay. This week, anybody who needs to vent a little bit of the angst about the Philistines in their life, come on into the Grit and Grace Girls Facebook group. It's a safe place. We understand you if you have Philistines in your life.
Vent away. Hey, and I'm going to try to figure out how to screenshot all that, and I'll post it in the group so you can see the ridiculousness going on with my family. Anyway,
I want to see it because here's the thing. It is hysterical to me when it happens to you. When it happens to me, it is the end of the known world, and everybody must take me seriously.
Well, so back on a serious track. Sorry, I sidetracked us. But what do you need to clean out, Sherry, or invite God to clean out as we go into this Christmas season?
Well, actually, this is a really good follow-up question, especially now that we've been laughing. First of all, I think I need to rediscover my sense of humor because I've been getting very grumpy. And I know what I need to do is invite God and give him permission to declutter a whole bunch of grudge holding and scorekeeping that's kind of built up late. I think he's going to have to order in a dumpster, you know, like the extra wide dumpster in order to like just get this all out. But just as we were laughing, I was like, wow, just having a sense of humor about the quirks and the differences of the people in my life would probably go a really long way.
That's so insightful. And you know what? A good strategy before we go into Thanksgiving Day and then Christmas with our families to really get quiet and ask God, what grudges are we holding that we need to hand over to him? I love that. Well, one of the things that I need to do is to restore some margin. Sherry might be kind and not expose me, but I was late for even recording today. I'm like a hot mess because I've just got I have a small plate and I don't do well when I have a lot of plate spinning. I heard a speaker years ago say if we could peek at God's calendar, what would be written on his calendar for us? And then she followed with a question that has been almost even more important to me. What am I doing that is not written on God's calendar?
That's such a good question.
It was just such a flash of insight. And so I need to clean up my calendar and clean some things off so there's margin and that I can actually have some joy and prioritize my people in this season.
Yeah, I'm over here unable to speak because there's too much conviction in there. Okay, so let's answer for ourselves and our listeners, or attempt to answer, how much preparation is enough?
You know, so I really love this time of year. I know some people don't, but I do. And I love all the stuff. I love the activities and I love some of the cooking, which is even unusual for me. And I love, you know, the parties and the decorating. I love it all. Bring it all on. But here's an indicator for me that my oldest son gave me years ago. We were talking about perfectionism, and I said, how do you know when you've crossed over from doing things well into perfectionism? And he said, I stopped celebrating.
Oh.
Well, this time of year is supposed to be all about celebration. So I need to use that as an indicator this year that when I cross over out of celebrating, so the decorating's not fun anymore, the schedule feels like a drag. I need to pay attention to that and use that as an indicator that I've crossed over from enough into too much.
Well, and I think what I need to do, which is very, very similar, is apply the litmus test that we've had for Grit and Grace for whether we keep doing this podcast together. I just need to apply that same litmus test. Am I having fun? And if I'm not having fun, does it really have to be done? Because
so good.
There's so many extra things that I could do. But doing them and then not having fun just seems like a waste of time and energy.
Absolutely. When do we switch from preparing, which is necessary, to being present to celebrate?
You know, the last time we had guests over, I realized that I had been hopping up from the table like every 30 seconds. I'd forgotten something, or, you know, I needed to refill the glasses, or, you know, I was fussing and I was hustling, and they left. And then the rest of the family was talking about how all the things they had learned, because it was family we hadn't seen for a while. And I realized I had missed almost all the details. I wasn't able to engage in the conversation, and I wasn't able to listen and be fully present. At some point, deciding, oh, well, if we don't have that sauce from the fridge, or I think I'd even forgotten to make something, so I ran to the kitchen to whip it up real fast. It's like, I think we would have survived without it. Starvation was not going to be an issue. How about you?
So good. Well, our people need our presence more than our preparation. If we were going to, you know, boil this down to a sticky statement, that would be it. And so the question I'm going to ask myself, as well as like, have I crossed out of celebrating, is, are my preparations serving my people or me? Because really it comes down to that, you know, is this like fueling something and unhealthy in me, all this striving and over preparing, or is it really serving my people? And I think if we ask what did they really need and want, that we scale back quite a bit.
So good. Well, we have two scriptures that pair beautifully together as the foundation of this episode.
Well, the first one is from the Christmas story, Luke 2:7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And then the second one is a great tie together for what we've talked about today. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Sherry, share what you saw as the tie-in between those two.
The first one says there was no room for them in the inn. And then the next one immediately says, "Create in me a clean heart." And so the thing we don't want is for there to be no room in our hearts for Christ this season. That's what we've been talking about here. And so the invitation that we can make, the permission that we can give the Holy Spirit, is to clean out our hearts so that there is space as we're moving into the Christmas season.
Beautiful.
Talk to us about the bad rule for this episode.
Well, the bad rule is my surroundings and circumstances have to be perfect in order for me to enjoy the holidays.
Ooh, that's a tall order.
Mercy. I have lived by that way too long. And the problem with that is if we live by that, the first thing that goes wrong ruins everything.
Yeah.
Even though everything else has been really wonderful. And so I don't want to live that way anymore. The truth that we want to focus on is a decluttered heart is the perfect place for Jesus to dwell during the holy days and every day.
So good. So the theme for our year-end episodes is His grace is enough. And in fact, we invited our interns to help with the preparation of these episodes. The idea for this episode was pulled together by Iris Bryant, and here's how she expressed the connection to our theme. She said, "We shouldn't spend so much time trying to make everything perfect that we miss an opportunity to create an atmosphere that is filled with the peace and the presence of God. When we're tempted to complain because we don't have everything, His grace allows our perspective to change. He's concerned more about what is in our hearts than the material things we feel are missing from our homes. We can't be like the innkeeper who had room for everyone else except Jesus."
Wow. That actually brought tears to my eyes hearing you read that out loud. So yes, let's be more concerned about cleaning out our hearts and cleaning out our homes and make space, make room for Jesus at the beginning of this holiday season.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Grit and Grace.
Be sure to join us next week when we'll be talking about when you need to do less this year.
For today, grow your grit, embrace God's grace, and when you run across a bad rule, you know what to do. Go right on ahead and break it. And live your one life well. You get to say something now.
I'm sorry, I'm going to make your editing really hard.